Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. Great to have you with us today. As usual, we have a fabulous show lined up for you and really an incredibly meaningful show. And I am sure that you're really going to enjoy it. You know, we've been talking about the incredible center that the DL Link is building. We've been raising funds over the past few years. We know that the builders are in full swing. And it really is going to be extraordinary. And one of the dreams many years ago was to have a wig room, because we know that with chemotherapy, so often hair is lost, and that plays such a huge psychological, emotional role on the whole healing journey. So, and we know that, you know, just within our community, many brave women are on their cancer journey, and they are facing this most difficult moment in treatment, and that is losing their hair. So the DL Link is building this wig room, that's obviously in this amazing new state of the art center. And it's just going to be a warm, private salon-like space where women can try on wigs and feel beautiful and have their heads held in caring, nurturing hands. And today we're going to be talking about that because someone very special is in the studio who's kind of leading the way. He's trying to raise funds, and definitely with a purpose and with a meaning. And it's in the honor of his late sister. We're going to be having a word with him. That's Justin Brivick in a moment. But first, because we are raising funds for this DL Link wig room, which really is going to be pretty extraordinary. But I'm not going to tell you more about that because we have Tammy in the studio, Tammy Lewin from the DL Link. Just to tell us what they envision, because it's, you know, the wig room still exists. I mean, it's there, but in this new state of the art center, it's going to be something pretty extraordinary. Tams, welcome. As always, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor to be in studio with Justin and his mom, Marion, who's sitting next to us as well. All in memory of Marion's beautiful daughter and Justin's sister, Michelle. So as we're dedicating the wig room, and that's about that, I'm also going to dedicate the show to her, and may her, as we say, Neshama, her soul just be elevated through this amazing project that they're doing together with us.
That's amazing, Tams. And I'm looking so forward to having a chat with Justin and, you know, hearing the story. I'm just looking at Justin on the camera with his long locks, and he's been growing those locks for a reason, but we'll get there. First though, Tams, you know, maybe just take us back a little bit, because I know that Brenda's going to be joining us as well, because this idea of a wig room and just giving cancer warriors who have lost their hair an opportunity to wear a beautiful wig, that's not new. It's something that you have been doing for a while.
Right. So as you mentioned, that we are building a center. We've been talking about it for a long time, and we're in the middle of building. And as you said, wigs is something we have been giving for a very long time. We have even sent a wig as far as Dubai to a cancer warrior who needed one from us. And so at the moment, we have a wig room, and obviously people donate wigs to us, and then we give wigs out free of charge. We've got a room full of, there must be more than 100 wigs there, and people could come in, choose what they want or what style. If they're not able to come in, they'll send us a picture of themselves so we can match to whatever's closest to what their hair really looks like, just so that they feel okay while they're going through treatment. So we have been doing this for a long time, but as we said, we're building a center where people could feel absolutely dignified and held and nurtured and just held in the hands of caring people, but also to be able to come in and feel beautiful like a woman when you go into a salon. And we all know, being women, that going to a hair salon and you walk out feeling special, whatever is done to your hair that day, even if it's just a wash or if you're getting your highlights and cut or whatever. And I think Justin will elaborate on this, but one of the very, very difficult parts of chemo, which isn't even the biggest side effect, I'm sorry to say, but is to lose one's hair, for a woman or a man. But obviously for a woman, your hair is part of your look, it's part of your identity, it's just part of feeling beautiful as a woman. So we are offering that, but we want it to be in a magnificent place that they can come in and feel dignified and feel confident when they walk out and feel nurtured and pampered as well, so that they're coming in more for an experience, not just to, you know, grab a wig and walk out. It's actually already very hard, from what we've heard from cancer warriors, even just to wear the wig. Firstly, like physically, it's just uncomfortable, and like sometimes it's itchy and whatever, and they feel that they have to wear it like to face other people. This is feedback that we've heard. And also just to look in the mirror and feel special. So on top of that, that it's not the easiest thing already, we want to make the experience just special and much easier for them as well. So in terms of the center, we are building in two phases, and the wig is coming very soon in phase two. And Justin approached us to do a project in honor of his sister Michelle, and he had actually already sent us his feelings about this project. And the one thing he said was that it was, watching her lose her hair through her treatment was really, really difficult part of it, and that for her also, and she expressed that it was difficult. So basically, when we spoke about it more, and then we said, you know, what about doing the wig room in her name? And it's something that just really resonated with Justin and Marion and the Brivik family. So we have, so Justin started this campaign, and he'll tell you more about it and why this is the goal. But our goal is 750,000 Rand for the wig room to be named. And they've started this campaign, and he's doing so well. In just a month, he's already on 175,000. So
wow.
Today we left with quite a significant number, and Justin will tell you why, of 575,000. And that's where we're up to, and we're looking to raise this over time. Anybody could get involved with any amount, because actually just to get to this 175 is a whole lot of amounts that are adding up together.
175 is a big amount so far. That's a huge achievement in 1 month. Wow, right. That's amazing. Yeah. Tam, thank you so much for that. And thank you for just giving an explanation of how it works. I'd love to bring Justin in now. You know, Justin, sitting here and listening to what the DL Link is doing and the wig room and obviously your initiative. How does it feel, you know? Because if you take us back, was it in 2015 that your sister passed?
Well, hello, Nikki. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome, Justin.
So my sister passed away. Just a quick brief background here. So she passed away in 2015. It was a very, very short stint of cancer. It was a glioblastoma to the brainstem. So it was 4 months of illness. But in those 4 months, obviously there was radiation, there was chemotherapy. And one of those terrible side effects of the treatment is immediate hair loss. And the moment that resonated with me, that actually changed my world, was me having to shave her head in her house. Both of us sobbing. And nothing, it struck a nerve in me, but I didn't really do anything about it. Fast forward till December 2025, and I was holidaying in Australia, and I was speaking to a friend about this incident and how I wanted to grow my hair in honor of her. And we came up with an idea that I would grow my hair to donate in honor of her. We'd raise money in honor of her. And one thing led to another. This friend of mine, her name's Justine Pogrosky. She's been incredibly influential in this journey of mine. And I decided to do a physical and... Sorry, there's a little bit of a technical... I'm getting an echo here. I decided to do a physical and lifestyle challenge called 75 Hard. 75 Hard, for those of you who don't know, it's every day there's 7 challenges that you have to adhere to. It's 2 workouts a day, no alcohol, 4 liters of water, no cheat meals, 10 pages of a, you have to read 10 pages of a self-help book, and you have to take a progress picture. And this is every day. So I decided to pair the two and while doing the challenge, raise funds for the campaign. And the campaign actually took off way, way better than I had ever anticipated. And yeah, that's where we're at the moment. I did have a little bit of a speed bump after day 30. I was physically exhausted and I passed out on my couch without being able to read my 10 pages. And one of the difficult things about this 75 hard challenge is if you fail any of the tasks, you have to start again on day 1. So I was on day 30 and I had to start again. So now I'm on day 29. Tomorrow will be the exact point where I failed the last time. But it's a positive journey and it is... really, it's been uplifting for me. It's been soul cleansing, and the amount of money I've raised has just been mind blowing. I've been absolutely awestruck with how generous people have been. But that's still to say, we've still 575,000 left.
Listen, I mean, there's so much that I just want to unpack there. I think that. Just going back to 2015, being there when you shaved your sister's hair, the two of you together, I mean, you know, that's pretty extraordinary. And obviously it made such a mark on you that all these years later, you know, 10 years, as you said, when you were in Australia, to think, how can I honor her? How can I remember her? How can I bring the energy of my sister, what she endured? How can I bring it and live it and make meaning out of it? I think that's just... really, really amazing. And I think that you have attached it to the 75 Hard Challenge. I'd never heard of this challenge before. I think it sounds pretty extraordinary. But what I do love, and I don't know why you sort of fell off the wagon on day 30, because you said, you know, you were just exhausted. But it says so much about life and what cancer warriors have to face every day. You know, having the good days and then falling off. Because it's a bad day or the treatment's not going as well. So just the fact that you're experiencing that and expressing that is just, you know, it's so inspiring.
Yeah.
And that you're going on this life journey and you're doing it with the energy of your sister is amazing. And 175,000 rand in a month is extraordinary. So Justin, I mean, that's something. I mean, how have your family and friends responded besides being incredibly generous? What's it like? Is it bringing up a lot of pain? Is it bringing up a lot of difficult emotions? What's it doing amongst the family and friends?
I would have to say the biggest emotion is pride, strength. The pain, you know, I read something the other day about grief. It's quite a lovely story. They say grief is like carrying a stone around in your pocket. So it never disappears, ever. You've always got that stone, it's always there. But as time goes on, you just get stronger carrying it. So the grief doesn't change, your strength carrying it changes. And I think that's quite indicative of the situation. The grief of losing your sister, your daughter, your loved one, will never disappear. It will never disappear. But it's how you carry it and how you move forward and honor them and take it with you and do things positively towards them and for them. You know, you turn the pain into purpose.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story. What do you think your sister would be saying to you if she was sitting and, well, she is, but
Nikki,
if you
make
could
me cry.
Hear the words.
Don't make me cry, it's my first time on radio.
Oh, what would she say, this amazing 30, the 75 hard challenge? What would she be saying to you?
She loved me, Michelle. She would be very proud. She would be only too happy. She's smiling down right now. She is. I know she is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful, Justin. Yeah. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about this challenge, these books that you're reading.
My mother staring at me with tears in her eyes, Nikki. This is very difficult.
Oh, I understand that. I'm sorry, that's what this is about, is you, as you're doing this, and it's these 75 days, and with every day, but here on this station with everyone listening and connecting with the beautiful energy of your sister Michelle, that's she's alive to all of us right now, which is pretty phenomenal. So tell us a little bit more about the 75 hard challenge. Why haven't I heard about it?
Guy who developed it is an American guy.
Yeah,
Nikki, it's called 75 hard for a reason. It is tough.
For a reason.
And let me tell you, I work long hours, so I'm up at 4:20 every morning. I go.
Oh my.
So you have to do two workouts a day, a minimum of 45 minutes per workout, and one of them has to be outdoors. So you can't, and they can't be back to back. They should be 2 to 3 hours apart minimum. So I go for a run most mornings. I leave at about 4:45 in the morning. Then I get home. I have my shower. I've started laying tefillin every morning. That's a new thing for me as well. Then yeah. I go off to work. I work from 6:30 till 5, 6 o'clock. And then from there I go to either paddle, which I'm sure you've heard about that one.
Of course, is that your other 45 minutes paddle?
Yes, definitely. That's a workout.
Okay.
But often I play paddle in an indoor venue, you see, so that's why I have to do the outdoor run in the morning.
Okay.
Like, for example, yesterday I went to meet my niece for a swim at the gym, and then I had an indoor paddle and I hadn't done my outdoor. So after dinner, I just went for a walk around the block for 45 minutes just to make sure I got my 45 minutes in.
Hmm. Wow. Pretty incredible. Yeah, carry on. So it's that.
Then it's drinking 4 liters of water, which is also tough. You know,
you
sometimes
sure that's good for you.
Well, it's for 75.
4 liters.
4 liters. Yeah, it's a gallon.
It's a
you
lot.
See, because it's an American thing, so it's a gallon.
All right.
So it's 3.85 whatever liters.
Then
you have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book, which is, you know, 10 pages. It's also quite funny because people think, 10 pages is nothing. But 10 pages incrementally get you through a book a month, because most books are about 300 pages. So you get surprised about how much you can achieve when you're doing these small little incremental steps every day.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, also
so you must be feeling amazing.
I am. I'm still quite tired. I am quite tired. I don't prioritize my sleep enough. You know, when I get home, sometimes it's 9 o'clock. I've still got to cook myself dinner, make myself lunches for the next day, read my 10 pages. I'm not adverse to doom scrolling a little bit, and then I can land up going to sleep at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then my alarm's going off at 4:20 again.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow, I take my hat off to you. And as you said, you're motivated to do this for your sister, so that's a great motivator.
And the same thing, Nikki, with the small incremental things, you can see with the donations. You know, there's no donation too small. People think that people often get embarrassed that they can only donate 108 rand or whatever it is. But you don't understand that each little bit of 108 rand contributes to this 175,000 rand that we've raised. And that's what's so incredible.
Mm. So let's talk about that. So for people who are listening and they think it's a wonderful story and they want to contribute to this wig room, and I know that it's going to be in your sister's name. I mean, isn't that just amazing? So how do they do it and where do they go? Have you got a GoFundMe? I mean, how have you done this? Where are people making the donations?
So when it comes to social media, I'm quite challenged. So I'm not great.
I don't believe you. I don't know if I believe that.
I'm telling you.
I really, okay.
Even my Instagram posts are mainly just live stories because it's the easiest to do. I just click record. Okay. There's my story. Post it. But there is a DL link, which I will post again. I try to keep posting it as frequently as possible. And it will take you to the DL link homepage. On the homepage, you can see all the campaigns that are running. And you'll see we've called it 75 for Mish. Hashtag 75 for Mish. And you can just find that campaign. You go into it. There's a little background into the story, into the history on how I started it and why I started it and why I'm doing it. And you can there's a live tracker of how much has been raised and what percentage of the goal is there. And you can just donate, as easy as that.
So it really is as easy as that. Go onto the website and you can make the donation there. And then, and as you've said, as you're doing these incremental, amazing changes to your life with this campaign, well, the 70-day, this hard challenge, give whatever you can. Whatever you can to create this wig room where people who are on this journey, who have lost their hair, go and they are nurtured and loved and seen and cared for, and a wig is found for them, and that honestly changes the whole journey. Are you going to be donating those long locks that you've been growing?
I am, Nick. I thought initially when I started growing my hair to donate, I thought it was going to be maybe an 8 to 10 month little endeavor, but it's now a year and a half and it's still not at the right length. But just on previously what you said, you know, the wig room is just one room of this incredible organization. And I kind of implore people that don't know about it to go past, have a look, see what they're doing, go into their website. They're really offering an incredible lifestyle for the warriors. You know, I also love the term they've given these cancer patients that are fighting for their lives. You know, showing up every day with hope when sometimes it's hopeless. And this organization has really done incredible things. And as I said, the wig room is just one small aspect of this enormous organization run by a very small special few.
Well, I have to say that what you're doing is pretty exceptional. I think that you're going to be inspiring other people to do similar things. And I just love that you are doing it, Justin, that you've come on with your mom, and that we get to just really feel into the energy of your sister. And really that energy will be there in the DL link, and how many cancer warriors are going to be walking into that wig room, and yeah, and her presence will be there. So thank you so much, Justin. It's really been great having you, and thank you for this amazing initiative. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki, and thanks for everything.
Take care. Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Brivik, and really looking at raising funds for this wig room in the amazing center that the DL Link is building. And so far, 175,000 Rand, amazing, has been raised. And the goal, 750,000. And as Justin was saying, it doesn't matter how much, how large, how small the donation is. It's that you are just taking that step from 18 Rand, 180 Rand, 1800 Rand, whatever it is, it would all go to this amazing, amazing wig room, and obviously in memory of Michelle Brivik. And so just go along to the the DL Link website. So if you'll go dllink.co.za, then have a look at the events and then look for 75 for Mish, and you can make your donation there. We are going to take a break, and the wonderful Brenda Stern, who Brenda's been on the show a number of times, She's been in remission for 8 years. She's going to be joining us because she donated her wig and the impact that that has had, what the impact it had on her and obviously the recipient. So that's coming up on the show in a moment. So we're going to take a break and stay with us.